Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there, and there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcasts that are available. This morning, I'd like to continue in the lesson we began last Sunday morning concerning the greatness of God Almighty. I'd like to read once again the book of Psalms 46 and verse 10, where the Bible gives us these instructions. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Last Sunday morning, we spoke concerning the fact that we spend a lot of time being busy in this world, but the Bible commands that we be still and know that there is a God and know who God is. There's a lot of unrest in this world today simply because people do not stop and think and contemplate who God is and read their Bibles to find out who He is. The Bible said in Proverbs 15 and verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." And certainly, this is so. God sees everything that is going on this world today. God sees the good. God sees the bad. God sees the intentions and the thought of the very heart of the man. Notice we talked last time about how that God is an infinite God, that we cannot measure God. We also spoke about how God is an omnipresent God. That is, God is everywhere all at once. We spoke of God being an independent God. That is, He needs nothing or anybody at all. God also is an immutable God. That is, God never, ever changes. This morning, I want you to think about that God is an omniscient God. That is, that God knows everything there is to know about everything. I want you to think about this, that God never learns anything. Now, somebody would say, well, everybody ought to learn something. Well, now, people should. We as individuals ought to learn a lot of things as we go through life. We ought to learn the repercussions of sin, and we ought to learn the blessings of obedience. But God never gains any knowledge. Do you know why God never gets any smarter? Because you can't get any smarter than God. God knows everything there is to know. God knows everything there is about everything. There's nothing for Him to learn. God is not living in a vacuum, so don't get that idea. God is real able to see everything that goes on. But everything that He sees that we do in our daily lives, it does not add to His knowledge at all. Because God already knew before we did what we did that we were going to do it. God knows everything. He has foreknowledge. That is, God knows what will happen before it happens. Not only does God know the events and the facts of all those situations, God is also able to arrange the circumstances in this world so the end result will be what he determined beforehand for it to be. Now, this is a great and a magnificent God. God is dealing with people, and God has a plan. God has an end in mind, and the things that God has before determined would come to pass, will come to pass. God will so move in the heart, the circumstances of men in order to bring those things to pass. Now, someone would say, "Preacher, what if there's a lost person?" It doesn't make any difference. God is able to do with his creation as is pleasing to him. You remember that when Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, that there was people gathered around there that were worshiping him and adoring him and praising him. And the Pharisees and the scribes, they came to Christ and they said, "You need to hold this down because it's too big an uproar on this day." And Jesus said, "If these people do not cry out, these very rocks are going to cry out." Now here's the point. God can use anything he wants to use that he's created. And God has created everything there is. And so if we as people do not praise the name of God, God is well able to make the stones cry out unto God. Remember the prophet Balaam, who went to prophesy against the children of Israel, and how that he rode upon that donkey, and the donkey told Balaam, "You're not supposed to go." Now, God used a donkey in that case. You see, God can and will use anything he wants to use to bring about the end result. I believe this, that Israel, they are God's chosen people. Israel, when this whole thing is said and done, they are going to be victorious because God has his hand on the nation of Israel. God said to Abraham, "The nation that blesses you, I will bless, and the nation that curses you, I will curse." The United States has been blessed because God has put on our nation's leaders' heart to bless the land of Israel. Israel is going to win because God has a plan in his mind, and God is going to work things out so that Israel, his own chosen people, are going to be the winners in whatever conflict that they're in. The fact is this, is that it may not look like on the surface this is going to happen, but you can just sit back and rest on the promises that God has given to the nation of Israel. You can rest on the promises that God has given to us in his word. God will fulfill his plan. You see, God is omniscient. He knows everything about everything. God is immutable. He never does change. And when God sets his plan in motion, it will come to pass just like God said it would come to pass. God has foreknowledge. You see, God not only sees events before they take place, God is able to control the events as they unfold. You know why all that is? It's because God is a sovereign God. Now, God is a strong God. He is very, very powerful, no doubt. God Almighty, the one that created this world, the one that we worship, the one that we serve, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There are kings that rule upon this earth, but all of these kings that rule upon this earth, God has established in their kingdom. And if God wants to bring a king down, he can bring that king down. I remember the story in the book of Daniel concerning the king Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a great king over all of the land of Babylon, which at that time was the world power. And God did a marvelous thing to Nebuchadnezzar. He took away his mind. And Nebuchadnezzar went to the fields and ate grass like an ox, and the dew from heaven was upon him. And the amazing thing is that the other rulers there in the land of Babylon, they kept Nebuchadnezzar as king, although he was eating grass like a wild person in the field. After 7 years, God gave the man his mind back, and then the counselors went right back to Nebuchadnezzar to ask his advice about what to do. You see, God can do anything he wants to do. He is a sovereign God. It is God that sets up kings, and it is God that takes kings down. There will never be a nation formed upon the face of this earth that God does not know about. There will never be anything done that God is not making sure that what is done will fit into his plan. And God will use whatever it is to make the outcome be as he has determined beforehand that it be. God is a sovereign God. He is everywhere. The Bible said that he is an omnipotent God. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He knows everything. And he is able, by his great power, to bring to pass whatever he wants to fulfill his own chosen will. Notice that God is indeed a powerful God. It is difficult to even explain or understand how powerful God is. When you think about that God, in the very beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, that God only had to speak and the worlds came into existence. We live upon this earth, but this earth is one planet in this solar system. And then the solar system, there's many, many more of these solar systems, astrology tells us. And God spoke, and all of those things came into existence. All of the laws of physics, all of the principles that this world lives by has been established and ordained by God himself. It is a wonderful, marvelous thing when you understand that God took some dust, and he formed the body of a man, and then God breathed into the nostrils of that pile of dust, and then man became a living soul. That is power, folks. That is power beyond our comprehension. You know, that's why the Bible says that we ought to be still and know that God is God. Of all the hustle and the bustle and all the worries and the frets that we go through in this world today, is God able to help? Is God able to bless? Listen, God does not need us. We need to understand that right away. But God graciously and mercifully uses us. We ought to be still, as David said there in Psalms 46 and verse 10. We ought to take some time and be still. Be quiet. Turn the television off. Turn off the radio. Just be still. Take your Bible in your hand. Open it and read Psalms 139. Read Isaiah chapter 40. Read Isaiah chapter 45. Read Ezekiel chapter 1. And see how great God is. And then sit back and meditate. Think on the words of God and know this. God knows about you. God knows about me. God knows those little things that bother me every day. And God cares about those things. Listen, God is omnipotent and very powerful. And we need to just simply be still and know that he is God. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you.